What if I told you you could use streaming video for more than just Sunday mornings? Well, you probably already know that, but today we're going to share some ideas that could help you better connect with your people using this technology, next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Okay. Oh, hey, welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
Steve, this is episode number 488. You have a new camera, and after all the struggles and trials and tribulations, I think it looks pretty good, actually.
I don't know.
We'll find out if we actually ever see this podcast. All right, so... Yeah, if you want to see us, I mean, if you subscribe to the Church Solutions Podcast, you obviously can hear the audio, but we're on YouTube under streamingchurch.tv. There's several channels. You have to figure it out. And then we're also under, if you go to streamingchurch.tv/podcast, and you can see all our podcasts, you see the actual video. But anyhow, all right, so 488, I like this this webinar we got coming up. And it's something that I think a lot of churches are going to be interested in. It's called worship, worship for all, new technology for church accessibility. And it's a live webinar and it's hosted by us, streamingchurch.tv, as well as Aberdeen Broadcast Services. Steve, tell us just very briefly about what this webinar is about, why people should care.
So Aberdeen Broadcast Services have been in the business for a very long time on doing primarily closed captioning. And so I think we referred some churches to them as well that to do the closed captioning, and they have implemented some new technology. So they have the ability to do translations and closed captioning and all kinds of other things. So they're going to give us a cool little demo, and it should be exciting. So it's, yeah, capabilities for all kinds of cool stuff, depending on who the audience is in your church.
Yeah. So the webinar, you can sign up for it. It's September 23rd. It's going to be 2 in the afternoon Eastern time. And so just sign up for it at webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And you'll reserve your seat. And as always, if you can't make it, sign up anyhow, because you will get a copy of the recorded copy of the webinar. And the Aberdeen team's going to be showing us stuff here that I think is pretty exciting for churches. And I think it's going to solve a lot of needs. So anyhow, webinar.streamingchurch.tv, sign up. All right. So with that in mind, so far so good. Let's talk a little bit about streaming video and how, and one of the things I have found over the years is that, okay, people are streaming now. A lot of churches are streaming various platforms, but they're only streaming on Sundays. And they don't, some of them do stream Wednesday nights, but that's all they do. And so if you want to keep score at home, you can go to blog.streamingchurch.tv, because I have some notes in here, which we will stay on to some degree and then divert from them a little bit. But I want to talk a little bit about really beyond Sunday, and hopefully give you some ideas that you can use to engage your people during the week using streaming video and some other tools that we'll mention. But this is a great tool. And so if you just use it once a week, you're not getting all the benefits of streaming video, right, Steve?
Yep, exactly.
I want to wake you up there. So, and look, well, let's just jump into it. Barna did some research that said that people who attend groups, small groups especially, they end up having with much deeper relationship connection, are 40% more likely to strongly agree with the statement, "My church does a good job at building deep and meaningful community." 68% versus 28%. And so there's a lot of opportunities here to really connect more with people using streaming video and some other tools that we'll mention. And you can take advantage of this to build your church, build relationships, and not only just reach more people, but build and speak into the lives of people that you already have. So let's jump into a few things that you can do here, shall we?
We shall.
All right. So the same technology that you use Sunday can be used during the week. One of them would be virtual Bible studies and small groups. And, you know, some people, it's difficult for them to attend. I myself like staying at home. I mean, I'd like being with people, so I might go to a church service Sunday morning, but maybe not during the week. But I still want to connect with people, and you can do that with streaming video. You can do that with Bible studies. You can do that with your streamingchurch.tv video platform. Or if you want more something more interactive, you could probably use something like Zoom, I guess TeamViewer. Back in the day, we used to use Skype. Remember Skype?
I do. I still have. They just sent me an email not too long ago saying, use your credit because it's gone. So,
how do you use it when it's shut down?
I don't know. That was kind of, yeah, I was like, it's interesting.
Okay. Well, maybe let's go around.
Redeem my credit right on some token somewhere or something. I don't know.
There you go. Google Meet is another one that you can use for free. And so we're talking about some opportunities here to connect with people.
Yeah, I know we have some churches that do Bible studies during the week where they're basically they're broadcasting, you know, a study on, you know, we're going to continue the study on this if you want to join us, you know. And I would not necessarily recommend this for small groups because it's a one-way communication with a small group, and small groups are really heavily dependent on multiple ways.
But what if you use Zoom or use Google Meet?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you can use some technology to do that. We did that for a long time too. We would have, especially during COVID, that's all we did was do Zoom based things. And then even prior to COVID, we had the wife of one of the guys in our group that was very sick and couldn't come, but she wanted to participate. And so we set up a chair and put, I think, a camera there. And so she was, you know, in the circle and could communicate and participate in the small group. So
cool. Well, that's great. Yeah. And you know, again, back in the days when I was on staff at the church, I think it was 2008, 2009, we did the whole thing with TeamViewer, I think, and Skype. We tried a lot of different options, and it was always kind of funny because back then people weren't so used to it. And so you'd hear, you know, somebody's eating dinner somewhere in a corner, and you'd hear the silverware clanging and the plates and dogs barking, which, I mean, you still hear dogs barking today, people coughing. And then there's always somebody that couldn't figure out how to do it, even though they were there every week. And so it's like, oh, hello, hello. You know, anyhow. So, yeah. So, again, all we're trying to say here is use some technology here. That's all we're saying. Midweek prayer meetings, you know, that's another thing that, you know, a lot of churches do actually do that with us. And you could certainly stream those. And again, another way to help bring your community together. Here's something that I think is interesting that I don't know if many people do it, but why not have some kind of a little schedule a little time where you have pastoral hours, pastoral office hours, and maybe a Q&A session. And you could do that with something like our platform, which, as you noted, is kind of one way. But if you have chat on your platform, you know, the pastor can be sitting at his desk and he can be getting questions via chat.
Yeah.
And answer them live.
Yeah, I know I heard about a church that I think is now a very popular church, but the pastor would always, he'd deliver his message and he would say, and if you have any hard questions, you have any hard, you want to discuss anything, yeah, I'm going to stick around after the service up front. And they would stay 2 to 3 hours. You know, people go, you know, I want to pick a bone with you on that topic or whatever, or I have a question about this, about what you said. And it supposedly was, I mean, the feedback was really good because people could, he was just super honest and said, you know, people are going to have doubts. They're going to have questions. Come up and ask me those doubts and questions and we'll talk through them. So yeah, it's a good way to.
That's a great tool. That's a great opportunity to help people connect better and answer questions. So yeah, absolutely. And let me back up for a moment too, because we were talking about small groups and those kind of things. Yeah, we do have a product called Daily Dive 365. And if you want to know more about it, go to dailydive365.com. Now, that's not really a streaming deal, but it is something that people could use to deepen their relationship with each other, right?
I mean, if you want to engage your people Monday through Saturday, this is a super easy way to do it, because it just takes your recorded live stream and then chunks up your message into 7 daily messages, and then has an opportunity for people to go through each point of the message with a devotional reading, a scripture, and then a Q&A, and then they can interact with other people in their group. You know, my group's been doing it for a long time. We have some churches that are really active with it. So, I mean, some of these things as we go through, people are going to be going, oh, wow, yeah, another thing to do during the week, right? Another thing I need to do. So, but the Daily Dive one is a super easy one. So you can spend just a few minutes every week and feed these guys for a whole week and then let them interact on it. So it's a quick and easy way to do it.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a free trial and everything. And it's really very reasonable. Just go to dailydive365.com. Dailydive365.com and check it out. I mean, it is. And we're digressing a little bit here, but it is a tool that you can use with your people. All right. So interactive devotionals and content. Well, that's kind of, I guess, what we just talked about as far as Daily Dive 365. But again, you could use your streaming platform or use a third-party platform, I would call it, like Zoom, like Google Meet, and there's other ones out there as well that you could use and connect with people during the week. Simulated Live. This is something we have with StreamingChurch.tv. You could do Simulated Live and actually stream stuff, all sorts of hours of the day and night, and not even have to be at the church to make that happen, right?
Yeah, this is something that I know was popular during the heyday of COVID, but it's a way, and some of the churches have really leveraged this as well. We had a church here in town when we were meeting in a high school that I remember, and they were called the Tuesday Evening Church or something like that. Their name was reflected of when they met. They met Tuesday evening because there's a bunch of people. Actually, one of the guys that you've known and done some road trips with us with, he works every weekend, so he can't go to church on Saturday and Sunday. He's got a job that where he's off in the middle of the week. So this Tuesday evening church would be just perfect for him. So what this church had done here in town, I'm not sure where they're at now. But they said, hey, we're going to accommodate the people that aren't going to be able to make it, or they want to sleep in and watch football on Sunday, you know, but Tuesday evening works, you know? So what you can do is take your message and just schedule it, recorded message, and schedule it and promote a simulated live message for the middle of the week.
Yeah. And we offer that. And I would think there's other companies that offer something similar to that. But you don't have to. I think with us is you do schedule stuff. You don't have to have a live encoder. You don't have to be there at the church and try to make it work.
Yeah, and that's probably one of the biggest churches in the country. That's pretty much all they do, right? Yes. Live churches, they have seemingly live going on probably 24/7. So
yeah, I don't know. And by the way, that church that met Tuesday evenings, they had to change their name because now they meet Thursday evenings.
Oh, okay.
But anyhow, yeah, I'm just kidding. All right. So simulated live. So again, think about this, guys. We're just throwing out some ideas that could really help your church and help you connect with people. Here's something that I think that most people don't do enough of, and that is do some interviews, stream some interviews. Don't have to be live, but record some interviews with staff. And maybe some key volunteers. I mean, when you interview church staff, I mean, you know, usually it's the pastor that's you know, in the spotlight, so to speak. But there are people in your church interested and other people that are working on staff and key volunteers. And it helps promote, it just creates a wide range of benefits when it comes to connecting with other people in your church. Because if you're just, you know, if you're just, how can I say this delicately? It's, if you're just connecting with the senior pastor all the time and you're just, oh, I just love the senior pastor. And that's great. You know, I love his messages. But, you know, if you can get to know some of the other staff or even some of the key volunteers that work behind the scenes, you'll find out that there's much more going on, and it can deepen your connection with your local church and with these people. And I remember when I first became a Christian, I really connected with the associate pastor at this church in Youngstown, Ohio. It was called Pleasant Valley Evangelical Church up in Niles, Ohio. And I love the senior pastor. His name was Dr. Leonard Evans from Canada, and just a really eloquent speaker, and wrote a book. I loved his message. It was really focused on love. But I really connected with Leonard Woods. And it really connected with me as I got to know him and helped me grow spiritually. And it made a difference in my life. So consider introducing some of your staff on some of these videos, maybe during the week. You could schedule them. You could promote them during the newsletter or something like that. Like, get to know Associate Pastor Ron, or get to know, Mark Small behind the scenes in the audiovisual department. You know, everybody knows Mark, right? He's been there forever. He's as old as dirt. All right. I say that lovingly, Mark, if you're listening. All right. What else we got to do here, Steve? What's your name? Oh, yeah, Steve. Ministry and volunteer meetings, you can certainly do some things. And again, this might be better for third-party stuff like Google Meet or Zoom or whatever, where you can actually meet with your volunteers and people and have some meetings with them. They don't have to go somewhere. They can spend, you know, a half hour or so at the home and brief them on some things. You know, most people don't like meetings, right? But if you can do it in such a way where it's concise and maybe helpful to them, they'll be involved in it. You know, they don't want a boring meeting, but they want to know what's going on, and you want to help them grow and connect. And so meeting with volunteers is another opportunity you could use technology like this for.
Yeah, I'm a group leader at our church, and they call it a group leader launch a couple weekends ago. And I RSVP'd and said I was going to go. And then all of a sudden we've got four kids under four years old and under in diapers and going crazy, all left at our house. I didn't plan for it, but it was just, you know, our kids had plans. And can you babysit? Oh, sure. So anyway, I ended up, you know, about 30 minutes before, I was like, okay, told my wife, I go, I'm not going to leave you with this chaos going on here. So I had to miss it. So had they streamed it, I probably could have, through the screaming and the diaper changes and all the activity going on here, I could have got the gist of the meeting out, but they didn't stream it.
Well, it's just something to think about and I'm just beating this thing. You know, you've got some tools here, guys. It's 2025 when we're recording this, and there are some great opportunities to use technology to work with your volunteers, to work with your staff, to work with your people, and not just Sunday morning. And it's something I think is a tool that's worthwhile, investing in and digging into, don't you?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. And by the way, your wife she worked in schools for years, right? I mean, I'm sure she can handle a room full of kids.
She's a pro. Well, she was a teacher for a very long time. So
make sure you tell her I'm sorry. I understand she's mad at me or something. Make sure you tell her that I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to offend her in my teasing, right? Didn't you tell me that a while back that I teased her and she didn't like that? So I'm sorry about that.
I'll let her know.
I don't want to hurt her. I love your wife. She's a great person. Known her for years. Yes. Almost as long as I've known you. Actually, I probably knew her better than you at one point because she was on staff with us.
That's right.
Years ago. So anyhow, yeah. So I don't know why anybody would be offended at my humor.
No.
All right. I think this is good. we want to recommend that you check out the webinar coming up. It's September 23rd, and it's all about how you could maybe use closed captioning. It's called Worship for All, New Technology for Church Accessibility. It's brought to you by Aberdeen Broadcast Services. It's September 23rd. It's 2 in the afternoon Eastern time, and you can sign up at webinar.streamingchurch.tv for this. I think it's going to be good. We got another webinar coming up in October, which is going to be good as well. So I'm really excited about the last quarter of 2025.
Yeah, should be good. Got some fun stuff.
All right. So speaking of feedback and connecting with people, if you have not subscribed to the Church Solutions podcast, I'd encourage you to do so. And you can always check out the video part of it on YouTube or at our website, streamingchurch.tv. Just go to resources or whatever, and you'll see the podcast as well as the other things that we have. And look, we're always open to feedback. And look, if you have a topic that you would like us to discuss or tackle, we'd be very open to doing that. So let us know. Maybe you got somebody you think we could interview that would be really an interesting guest. You can always reach out to us. Just go to streamingchurch.tv and you can click on the chat. And if we're not there during the day, just go ahead and put something in there and we'll reach out to you. We'll get the email on it and all that good stuff. Or just reach us at support@streamingchurch.tv. There you have it. Hey, how's your palm trees doing?
Hanging in there.
Now, we had a really pretty good sized storm here yesterday. In fact, there was a haboob. If you don't know what that is, folks, look it up. Haboob that hit this area and actually the Phoenix area, Casa Grande and Phoenix, which is kind of north. What is it? Northwest of us. And did you get new palm trees put in?
We had a new palm tree.
A new palm tree.
Multiple removed, one replaced,
and
put back in.
And how did it stay up okay, or did you not get that much wind?
It wasn't that windy. It wasn't bad.
We got wind here. It was kind of like we're in Saudi Arabia for a while. I mean, it was like dust everywhere. I mean, it was just crazy. But that happens during this time of the year in Arizona, Tucson, monsoon season. All right, folks, I'll let Steve get back to his thing. I'll get back to mine. I'll let you get back to yours. Thanks so much for spending a little bit of time with us here on the Church Solutions podcast. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we will talk to you again on a new episode.